This is Drew Curtis from Fark.com.
You have to say that because, you know,
yeah,
fucking other way.
And you're listening to Distorted View.
Today's episode of Distorted View Daily is brought to you by Finglets. Have you lost a finger or toe in an industrial press, car door, domestic abuse situation, or birth defect? If so, you know the embarrassment that comes with job interviews, dates, and sporting events.
Yeah, Derek, I'd love to go out on a date. I'm so glad I ran into you. I'll see you later. Bye. Oh, his finger looked like a Vienna sausage.
Vienna sausage. Vienna sausage.
Try a Finglet temporary faux finger. Now available in 5 colors to match your own skin tone. Imperial Ivory, Goldenrod, Jaundice, Mudslide, or Harlem Black. Just peel off the adhesive backing, press firmly onto your stump, and voila! A realistic-ish finger that won't cause people to be weirded out when you shake their hands or play rock, paper, scissors with them. Finglets, by the makers of I Have an Ear Now. Freaks, it's Wednesday, October 7th, 2009. Coming up on the program today, using apple juice to punish retards. Plus, schools are adopting a bring-your-own-fecal-wipes policy. And it's another installment of Old People Eat the Darndest Things. All of this plus your emails today on the Distorted View Show.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Oh, thank you so much. This is the Distorted View Show. I'm pretending you're applauding for me. Stop it. Oh, you don't need to do that just for me. I like to think that everyone claps for me, regardless of where they are when they're listening to this program, in the car, on the subway train, in a classroom, whatever. Why can't I have a real program with a real audience on a real medium? Not this dopey podcasting. However, I feel this is as good as it gets for me. Nowhere else to go, really. No one else wants me, and I'm stuck here, and I am feeling kind of claustrophobic right now, knowing that this is the end of the road. This is all I will ever have. It is so hot in this room. Is it just me? I don't know. But I do have a great program for you. I came out of that emotional breakdown pretty quickly, huh? Now, as many of you know, in addition to my ongoing efforts to educate the world about bukkake and cum farts, I also like to play matchmaker. I feel it's my duty, nay, responsibility, to help find every single one of my listeners true love. Yes, I realize it's a tall order, especially considering some of the weird shit you guys told me you're into, but I'm up for the challenge, thanks to Craigslist. I know someone out there is going to consider this man to be their dream date. The headline reads, Role Play Dungeons and Dicks. This profile was found in the Quad Cities Craigslist. No. No. I did not say Quad City DJs. I said Quad Cities Craigslist. Go back to 1997 where you belong and don't come back out. Alright, now that we got that nasty little bit of business taken care of, let's go on and read the profile here. Yes, the headline is Roleplay Dungeons and Dicks. This guy is 18 years old. He is a man seeking another man. I want to be stabbed, gagged, and pulverized by your rock-hard dick and balls. I'm 5'10 and 2 inches. Well... Yeah, that's embarrassing, especially considering most guys add 2 inches to their cock size online. Which means this dude is probably rocking a 0-inch penis. Alright, yes, I'm 5'10 and 2 inches. I need a big stud to crown this prince. Not looking for anything long-term, just a great night of rape trolls and ass goblins. Or we could play Guitar Hero while someone gobbles my asshole clean. Very clean... Not sure of STDs. Hit me up, boys. Well, there you go. He's attached some photos of his face and his 2-inch penis. Lovely. Maybe I'll put a link to the personal on today's show notes so you can check them out for yourself. Moving on, maybe you're not into small penis ass goblins. Maybe you're into swallowing snot. If so, you're going to be very excited that you're listening to today's podcast. From Brazil comes a video that translates to human snot tissue. That's the title of this motion picture. It's about an hour long. I don't think we've played clips of this before. I'm trying to remember if we played snot fetish porn previously on the show. But in this clip, a bunch of Brazilian ladies take another woman hostage, cough on her, spit on her, and blow snot rockets into her mouth. Only on Distorted View. Gotta say thanks to Cheryl Murkowski for sending this clip in. Let's just listen to a few minutes from human snot tissue. All right.
Olha quanto!
Oh, yeah, good.
Que nojo!
All right, the woman's snot is dangling from her nose, so she scoops it up with her finger and then sticks it in the victim's mouth. And then spits in it because she's angry. She had to touch her own snot. It's repulsive. Oh. Now, I can almost understand the spit fetish, believe it or not. I've actually known people who got off on that. They liked when people spat in their face. I guess it was some sort of form of humiliation. But blowing snot in someone's mouth? I don't get it.
What?
It just goes on and on and on. There's like six girls surrounding this broad, coughing in her face and blowing mucus in her mouth.
Abre a boca.
They should have hired my father. Get a bunch of smokers involved. Fucking black spit, all tarry and crap. Nicotine. Ugh.
Fight.
No, okay.
Fight!
There you go, a little bit of snot fetish for you. For your Wednesday. Moving on now, I've got some bad acting. Courtesy of a 1980s gay porno called Black Heat. Let's take a listen. Ooh. Black Heat is filmed in front of a live studio audience.
Leroy is the name, Dylan is the game. Pay me in cash, you don't get no shaft.
Oh, I think there's gonna be some shaft given out.
Oh, booba. I got your shit all packed and ready to go. I'll just fix up something for old buddy of mine. How's that? You want a change of order?
Yes, now this guy is a drug dealer, and as he's talking to this person on the phone, there's a mix-up. He's not paying attention, and instead of packing LSD or whatever the hell he's dealing, he accidentally opens the package of Spanish Fly. I know it's Spanish Fly because the box that it came in is labeled Spanish Fly. Now, a couple things. I didn't realize drug dealers dealt Spanish Fly. I thought they kind of just stuck to the hard stuff. Second of all, when drug dealers get their shipments in, does it usually come in like a FedEx box? And then the drugs themselves are in their own packaging. I thought all this was done on the DL, if you know what I mean. All right, let's continue on here.
You want a change of order? Suck it to me.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. See, he's putting the wrong pills in the bottle. So everyone who thinks they're getting cocaine pills are actually getting an aphrodisiac. They're going to want to all have sex. A perfect premise for a gay porn. All right, so let's see what happens here.
Uh-huh. Sweetheart, I got a bottle full, and I'm coming down the mountain when I come.
Oh. All right. This guy is wearing a red robe and he's on what looks to be a motorcycle with training wheels. Maybe I was wrong. I think this movie is definitely from the 70s, not the 1980s. And he's going to make his drug deliveries and drawing as much attention to himself as possible. So Black Heat makes a few deliveries, and then I guess he has to go pee or something, and he finds himself in a public restroom, taking a piss in the urinal. That's when somebody approaches him and asks,
"Hey, brother, you got any shit?"
"No, just taking a leak."
I think that's supposed to be a joke. You know, he thinks he's asking if he has any shit in him. Or something, I don't know.
No, I don't mean shit. I mean shit.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, man. Dealing's my game. Pay me in cash, you get no share.
Boy, he likes to reuse his own material. Sounds like me.
What's this?
Just a little sunshine, baby.
Ain't you got no snow?
I'm not carrying, man. I'm just going home from a drop. But this'll get you off just fine.
Which is fine's where I want to be.
Ooh. How about my dough before you blow? $2.
Have a seat.
Ooh! Switchblade!
Hey, man. That's heavy. That's heavy, bruh.
It looks like that guy does not want to pay the $2.
We're just gonna sit it out and wait. See if I come on.
You're trying to say I'm giving you the shaft? Okay, cool it.
Well, Daddy, you just sit there cool. And if this stuff is as good as you say it is, you'll have your $2 and I'll have my fine trip.
Now, the way these guys are situated, they're both in their own stall, basically. And Black Heat is sitting down on the toilet contemplating what's going on. And you notice there is a glory hole, so we all know what's going to happen.
The nerve of this dude. Thinking Leroy giving him the shaft. I ain't never give nobody the shaft.
If you wondered when the shaft joke was going to come into play, here it is.
Now that's the shaft.
Yes, the penis pokes through the hole, and boom.
Now that's the shaft.
It's out of sight!
Hey, brother, I don't know what the fuck you gave me, but you better give me the rest.
Oh, didn't take very long at all for Black Heat to start sucking that white man's dick. I love the music. There you go, a little bit of Black Heat for you. It's exquisite acting. I've got audio of black people singing the praises of McDonald's. Honestly, I have no idea what's going on here. Quite frankly, I don't understand the African Americans and what they do. I'm not even going to try to. They just really love McDonald's, I guess. Take a listen.
Oh, 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 kid, it's that Big Mac calling me. Oh, ooh, I'm loving it and it feels all right. McDonald's, ooh, I'm loving it. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, yeah, ooh, I'm loving it. Ba-da-ba-ba.
These people are just outside. I'm assuming they're friends, and they just decided to sing about McDonald's.
McDonald's.
Like, you'd expect this to be sung in, like, a black church or something. Get that man a quarter pounder with cheese and some sweet tea. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up fucked up news right now. If you enjoy the fine programming I provide every Monday through Friday with Distorted View Daily, I urge you to support the podcast by signing up for the Sideshow. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. SuperFreakSideshow.com. Every week you get bonus episodes, extended shows, video casts. Corey does Butt Fudge Sunday for you every Sunday. Yesterday we did an extended show. Today I've got a video cast. If you want to check it out, sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. The first one comes from San Francisco. A man was convicted today of felony child abuse for making his 13-year-old mentally disabled son drink numerous juice boxes as punishment for stealing his teacher's drink. That'll show the fucking gimp. Make him drink something sweet and delicious. Kids are always asking for more juice and soda and that type of bullshit. You have to tell them no. No more. It's almost bedtime. You're going to be up all night bouncing off the walls. This guy is trying to use it as a punishment. Unless he had this stupid little waterhead drink so much juice that the kid had to pee. And then the guy said, no, you can't pee. You sit there and you drink more juice. It ain't gonna pee. Shut up and drink. I don't want to hear your lips flapping. I want to see you sucking on that straw. Once you finish that juice box, you'll start another. It ain't gonna go to the bathroom. Don't you even think about pissing yourself. I will take your pet cat. Mr. Muffles? Yes, Mr. Muffles, and I'm going to hang him from a tree if I so much as see a wet spot in your pants. Do you want to see Mr. Muffles die? No, I love Mr. Muffles. Then shut your trap and wrap your lips around that juice box. That might not be a bad punishment, actually. All right, moving on here. The boy was sent home from school on February 13th, 2008 for stealing his teacher's juice box. I didn't realize that was such a fucking huge offense. He has to be sent home because a fucking retard stole his teacher's juice box. He doesn't know any better. McGloud made him drink numerous juice boxes. Oh, it went down exactly as I described it. Yes, McGloud made him drink numerous juice boxes until he vomited. Oh. He then took a belt and struck the boy on his back and ass, leaving numerous bruises. The case was reported to police by a teacher who saw the boy squirming in his seat because of the pain. McGloud, for the record, says he had disciplined his son appropriately. He is free on a $100,000 bail and is to be sentenced on December 4th. So there you go. Second story we have for you today. Look, you know how I feel about old people. I'm not going to go through my whole spiel today. But I will say this is just another example of why we should be euthanizing old people. Because they're useless and they have no idea what's going on. Now they're eating their fucking hearing aids because they think it's candy. Even if you have poor eyesight, you should know the difference between a hearing aid and a milk dud. The story comes from Idaho. Violet Bishop, 87 years young. Ugh. Was tucked into... I hate when people say that. 87 years young. No. T-minus 3 years till death. That's how we should say it. All right. Violet Bishop, 87, was tucked into bed with a box of milk duds, ready to watch Dancing with the Stars. There is already so much about this story that is angering me. When something went horribly wrong. In her words, quote, as I enjoyed the chocolate and caramel taste, it appeared that one of my milk duds was not as fresh as the others. That's because it was coated in earwax. One was rather crunchy, and I could not get it to soften up no matter how hard I tried. The transplanted Texan was puzzled. Finally, she removed the dud from her mouth. It wasn't a milk dud. Sounds like Fred Schneider. It wasn't a milk dud. It was a hearing aid. All right, finally she removed the dud from her mouth. She wanted to see what the problem was. I found out, she said. Apparently, as she shifted into position on the bed, a hearing aid fell out of her ear and dropped right into the little box of candies. Now, why is this news? I don't know why it was featured in a newspaper. I don't know why I'm reading it to you. The only thing it's doing is it's getting me all riled up. My blood pressure is probably through the roof right now.
People getting me angry here.
You took the words right out of my mouth, CB. All right, final story we have for you today. This one comes from Ireland. Irish parents struggling to buy school books and uniforms in the face of a deep recession may now have to worry about sending their kids to school with a roll of toilet paper as well as a packed lunch. Pupils at a primary school in the southern county of Cork are being asked to bring their own toilet paper to school to help save money. What the is it really that bad over there? It's like fucking Afghanistan or something. People using their hands to wipe their shitty assholes. All right. The letter was sent out just as a way of balancing books here in the school and not intended as a demand. We'll still supply toilet paper, just not a lot of it. We're instituting a two-square limit. O'Neill said the request was made because of cuts to government grants for books and computers. She added that parents were responding well. Quote, I've done a quick tour of the classrooms this morning, and I'd say at least half of the pupils have brought the toilet rolls in. I have no doubt. I have no doubt that there are an enormous number of schools out there that are doing the same thing. We can't afford to educate our children, nor can we afford to wipe their asses. It's sad. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, it's that time of the show where we check in with my freaky deekies.
Hey, creepy Uncle Timmy, how's my favorite gay? Oh. This is Lord Zenu. I just wanted to let you know that finally my poor ass is going to be a sideshow member for the billionth time in a row.
Oh.
Just wanted to give you the good word. Good goo.
Well, thank you very much. Everyone should follow in this dude's footsteps and sign up. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year.
Hey, Tim, it's Clark.
Hi, Clark.
I have a request for you.
Oh.
You know the screaming Japanese girl getting the head inserted into her vagina? Could you please isolate that and put it up as a ringtone?
I'll try to find that. I don't think I have it readily available on my system here.
Hey, Tim, underage listener here. I'm just listening to the Monday show. And I realized over the past week or so, you've been saying it's just a fun thing a lot.
Yeah.
I was wondering if anything is triggering you to say that, or is it just a fun thing?
It's just a fun thing. I think I... Did I say it again today? There's so many little, you know, sound clips with good quotes in it. Occasionally, I'll latch onto one for a while and until I forget about it and replace it with something else. It's just sort of what happens.
Tim, I just wanted to say if you knew about Boobython, it's a website that, of course, supports breast cancer, but its niche is that you submit your boobs, your bare boobs, and if you donate like $50 or more, you can see the bare boobs.
Oh.
I know, like a whole bunch, not just one particular pair. And
People send in shots of their tits, but it's for a good cause.
Clean shots. And,
that makes it less hot, doesn't it? Like, you know, I can understand jerking off to naked women, but not if it's for fucking cancer research. Keep those thoughts out of my mind when I'm masturbating. I don't want to think about cancer while I'm jerking off.
Hey, Tim, it's me. Hey.
Actually, I do. Ooh, I wonder if there's a cancer fetish. If not, we may have just stumbled upon a gold mine. All right, first of all, I need you guys to do research. Find out if there is a cancer fetish website. If not, see if the domain chemocuties.com is available. We may just be in business. All right. Also, if there are any cancer patients currently listening, like, I want sickly ones, you know, bald, frail. Take some nude shots. Send them to me. You could be an internet star. I don't want anyone in remission, so don't bother emailing me. All right. Move on now.
Hey, Tim, Swiss Virginia here. A little behind on your show. I was down at Disney World in Florida. And I was just thinking, I was down there, I really wish I had a Distorted View t-shirt to wear so all the parents had to explain to their kids what a tranny was.
Yeah.
I just want to know, how are the shirts coming along? Do you find anybody to print them, or what's the deal there, Tim?
I need to work on that, I guess. I know, I've got that great logo, and that's definitely going to be a priority now.
Tim, it is under...
just like I said it would be a month ago.
Tim, it is underage listener Robert in Texas calling in. I am I'm sick out of my mind.
Oh, are you? Is it cancer related? If so, how would you like to make a quick buck?
I might have the swine flu, but anyway, I totally agree with you.
Ooh, like a swine flu fetish.
Nothing on midday TV, and on top of that, the news isn't really news.
Right.
I mean, right now I'm watching the local news channel, but instead of showing us news, they just got done with a fucking cooking show.
Yes,
and now
cooking segment.
Doing some goddamn style thing. I mean, what the fuck?
Yeah, I've talked about this many times, but like on Tuesday, the movie guy who interviews celebrities when they've got new movies coming out does a Hollywood dish based on what celebrities like to eat. Like, he'll interview celebrities and ask them, you know, what do you like to eat? Well, LeBron James was interviewed, and he doesn't know how to make anything. He says his favorite meal is Frosted Flakes in a bowl. So they devoted a whole cooking segment during the news to cooking cereal in the oven or something. It was ricoculous.
Hey, Tim. It's Matt in Kansas.
Hey, Matt.
Corey's show is getting so good.
Yes.
Every episode just gets better and better. So
I've been hearing that comment a lot, and I relayed that back to Corey, and he said, I guess he got one negative comment about it. But what started out, many people said, you know, it's kind of like the same format of DV, and that's what people were having a problem with. And now it's veering off into just weirdness, and I agree. I think the show is getting better and better. I liked it at the beginning, but now it's really...
I was wondering if there's any way...
Really getting good.
...change my subscription and, like, maybe throw a couple more bucks his way? I don't know. It's so good, I want to give him money for it. It's just... Every episode just makes me go, woo, woo, woo.
Woo, woo, woo.
I don't know, but
yeah, I guess the best way to deal with that, I don't know if Corey has a PayPal button on his website. He really should at this point. But I believe on the Bud Fudge Sunday show notes, there's always a link to Amazon. He has a deal with them. Or if you go to his website and purchase stuff through Amazon from his website, he gets a percentage of that. Better yet, you know, he's got a bunch of CDs available. I think they're all just digital downloads, but you purchase it through PayPal, so that would be a way to give Corey money that way. So, Butt Fudge Sunday is great, I agree. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you at 206-666-4463. That's 206-660. Oh, God, is it? Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, man. Dealing with my game. Pay me in cash, you get no
share. Vote for us a podcast, Allie. Subscribe via iTunes. Don't forget to spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the show. And we will be back tomorrow for the Big Thursday podcast. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
It'll result in oily stools or loose stools and fecal incontinence.